And today, our special guest is Adam Gross. He is the Vice Chancellor of Ivy Plus Career Link and is pinch hitting for Chancellor Coin today. Adam, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, what time's the big snowball fight out there today? I'll bring my gloves and my hat, and gee whiz, I just, you know, it was 70 all weekend long. I thought, here we go. Let's have a little nice warm April, and here we are freezing again. Jeez. Are you staying warm, buddy?
I am. It's a great day to get your final indoor activities done. Tidy up the house, register for classes with us, the usual.
The usual. I love it. I love it. I love it. And every Thursday, we talk to our friends at Ivy Tech, and this week is not any different. Well, the only thing is different this week, usually on Thursdays, the following Monday, we don't have a North American great solar eclipse path of totality running through town. What is the schedule for the students and faculty at Ivy Tech coming up on Monday for such a grandiose occasion?
Yeah, that day we're going to all be virtual, so all of our classes, all virtual activities, they'll Zoom in, take care of stuff online. All of our staff are going to be working virtually. So still available to help students, but just trying to alleviate some of that traffic as much as we can. So we'll go back to our work from home days for one day.
One day. Oh, and it's a Monday, too. That's got to be a tough break for everybody. You know, you can't really schedule what day the eclipse comes on. But if we're all going to miss all this stuff on a Monday, I think that'll be happy. Oh, except radio. We'll be here for radio. So we'll have some fun with that. All right. Here we are in April. The spring break days are in the rearview mirror. Now it's all downhill. We've got some big events coming up before we put everybody through the graduation paces coming up in May, that's for sure. And coming up in a couple of Mondays, you have a big event coming up at Ivy Tech you wanted to make sure everybody is aware of. Take it away.
Yeah, so Tuesday, April 23rd. So get through that eclipse, have all those fun activities, get your photos in, but plan ahead. April 23rd, we're going to be having our Ivy Tech Day. So it's going to be our second annual Ivy Tech Day. We kicked this off last year. A lot of great activities that we're rolling out this year. It's just going to be a great day to really showcase all the different partnerships we have. You know, we've got a lot of great community engagement, different business partners out there that we work with, showcase our students, our alumni, even our faculty and staff. So really just a great day to build some awareness, show that support. We're just looking for some partners to maybe give us a nice little shout-out on social media, talk about some things that we've partnered on in the past or are currently working on, especially our alumni. We want our students they should be proud of the work they did at Ivy Tech and all that they've earned. So we want to hear updates on their careers, the impact they're making. So we want to see some great awareness around that. But on campus, we're going to have a lot of fun activities. So all day, we're going to have a little photo booth. So Mike, come on by. We can get our photo taken in that photo booth.
I like it.
Just have some fun that way. But also, the Chancellor, Eric, he's going to be running the grill for us.
Oh.
We're going to have a little cookout, 11:30 to 1:30. I'll buy you a hot dog. We'll get you a hot dog, hook you up there. Just build that community, get people back to campus. They haven't been back to campus for a while. Support our students, meet some of our students. So 11:30 to 1:30, we'll be having that cookout. 3 o'clock, our hospitality students. Have you ever gone down to Yellowwood and had fun down there?
Absolutely. I haven't been to the new coffee shop part, but I do have my reservations, I believe, for next Thursday for when they start rolling out lunch. So I'm hungry and ready to go, buddy.
Yeah, well, see you there at Yellowwood. Yeah, in the coffee house every Wednesday. But for Ivy Tech Day, they're going to do a special little happy hour with our hospitality students. So they've made a special green and white mocktail to celebrate Ivy Tech Day. So really just looking right now, students can go on, or anyone, community, go on to ivytech.edu/giveday, sign up to be a social media ambassador, start getting some info to share your story, share your Ivy Tech pride, and really just, we want to see some community support out there to just build some great awareness for all the great things that we're doing and all the great ways that we've been connecting out there with our community partners.
Well, this is a big fundraising day, correct, Adam? Where does all the funds from all these great events and drinks and foods and everything, how does that help Ivy Tech? How does it help the students?
Yeah, it's part fundraising. We certainly, our foundation wouldn't ever say no to a nice donation. So those go to fund our scholarships for our students. So students that need either, paying for the tuition costs, book costs, things like that, deal extra support. There's funding out there that they have if a student runs into a hurdle, you know, car breaks down or something, have a flat, and that's what they need to get to class. They're going to help them out. So a lot of it will fund all those student support services, just that extra support they need. But a lot of this is that friends raising. We just want to build awareness for all the work we're doing and the partnership. So while we wouldn't say no to a donation, we just want to see some awareness come out of this as well.
Adam Gross is our guest. What else is the Chancellor's got the grill going, huh? So he's going to have an array of burgers, brats, dogs, just a fun old tailgate food?
He's got some special things planned. He hasn't disclosed the full menu, so he'll be head chef, I suppose, and then we'll enlist. I'm sure he's a great chef, great grill master, but we're going to also bring in our hospitality students to support him as well as some sous chefs.
Now, allegedly, he has he's got great shoe game. What kind of shoes do you think he's going to be wearing working the grill on that? That's one that there should be some kind of contest where you guys get to pick what shoes he's going to wear there.
I'll put my money on something green.
There you go.
Ivy Tech green.
We've seen those.
Exclusively Ivy Tech edition shoes.
Adam Gross is our guest this afternoon. Registration, well, we're in the middle of the final 8 weeks of the 2023-2024 semester, but we can always look ahead. Tell me how we get involved for summertime. And, Adam, those folks who are just going to patiently wait till next August, well, they can still get involved with that as well.
Yeah, so summer and fall registration open now. So our summer session does start June 3rd, and then that fall semester starts August 19th. We really don't wait, right? If you want to start in August, that's fine, but you can register now, get your classes lined up, build that perfect schedule, work around all the other extracurriculars you have or any work home things. So registration is open now, so students can come in and register. New students can come in and register. If you're waiting to look at fall, I'd suggest maybe looking at just taking one class over the fall, summer. Knock out that math class, that English class, something that you can focus in and get that going. But, yeah, registration's open now, so give us a call, 812-330-6013. We can schedule an appointment, get you connected to whoever you need to talk to, whether it be if you have financial aid questions. We've got an amazing financial aid team that can support you, or our enrollment team can help walk you through all the steps, admissions. Our career coaches can help, you know, guide and help you find what you want to be when you grow up.
And obviously, you are busy with all of your fantastic area of expertise as we talk about Ivy Plus CareerLink. Boy, we've just heard the stories rolling in here over the last couple of months of businesses looking to expand and job openings that are going to be coming soon. How important have those discussions been with your portion of this, Adam, and getting everything ready to build for the future?
Yeah, that's what my team is working on, all those companies that want to expand. All that expansion includes additional employees, which we love to hear, right? Economic growth there, so workforce development. So we're here to help them. Early conversations always help, so we want to build that talent pipeline early, whether it's, you know, building out an internship, creating awareness for their upcoming growing positions, whatever direction that their company is going and growing into. We want to be there and support apprenticeships. So if a company wants to support employees through taking classes with us, we could build either an apprenticeship model or what we would call achieve your degree to use tuition benefits. So we've got an exhaustive list of things that we can really work with a company for, even including some customized training. So if there's a specific topic that they want us to work together and build a class around, we do that with a lot of companies around the area. So we always love working with industry. Some of it's awareness, right? Let's get them engaged, get them to sit, work, and engage on our advisory boards. We love to hear the things that they're looking for, and that's where our advisory boards, if they're just looking to kind of showcase where curriculum might want to go in a particular area, our advisory boards are a great fit for that. So any industry partners out there looking to share their ideas, let's talk. Love to meet with them.
And, training the next workforce. I don't think we're not going to stop expanding around here. So we've got to get everybody trained up, ready to go. Shreve Hall is going to be a busy place, not this Thursday, not today, not next Thursday, but on April 18th, there's going to be an all-majors career and transfer fair Who are we looking to get? You're going to have a bunch of employers out there as well. What a great way to get your students placed in the job world.
Yeah, absolutely. So we coming up on that date, we've got our All Majors Career Fair. So we've got over 50 companies that are looking to hire. So we've got our students coming. So we do expect it to be our biggest one yet. So we've got about 50 employers, and we also bring in some four-year partners. So our students looking for to connect on what that next step is, come navigate the fair, see who's hiring, what companies are out there. But if they want to look at transferring after they graduate, that's great too. We've got a handful of four-year partners that accept all of our degrees or a number of our degrees and are looking to help a student transfer. So that'll be right here on campus in Shreve Hall. Our students can come if the public wants to stop by. If there's some folks out there looking for a career change, come on by. We can get them connected.
Adam Gross, the Vice Chancellor, Ivy Plus Career Link from Ivy Tech here in Bloomington, joining us this afternoon. Summertime is right around the corner. The Center for Lifelong Learning. We know families with children are always looking for things to do in the summertime. And boy, the Ivy Tech summer camps, they fill up quickly. No time like the present.
Yeah, it's going to be one of our busiest years for summer camps, and we're excited about that. So we love seeing families come and bring those week-long camps. So our Center for Lifelong Learning has a whole schedule of camps. We've got our college for kids. We've got our teen camps, our Ivy Arts for kids all lined up. We've even got some classes down. We're partnering down in Bedford to grow our work down there, the Stonegate Arts and Education Center. So we'll have some youth camps down there. So registration's open, ivytech.edu/CLL. All the offerings are there. And then this week and next week, we're also rolling out our adult program, summer programming. So adults looking to take, whether it's a photography class, a watercolor class, we've got different arts programming, culinary arts. We've got some great classes lined up, both for youth and adults for the summer. Always fun to see activity in our culinary arts lab. So they do some great creative things there, using our same academic labs, academic instructors. They're able to offer some personal enrichment class, some youth summer camps, really just to have some activity and have a lot of fun on campus over the summer.
Always, always, always. And a great way to have fun on campus was to help others. And the Red Cross partnership has been going on for a few years now, and blood drives are the norm over there. And when can we get involved here in the month of April?
Yeah, next Friday. No, tomorrow, which I guess is technically next Friday. So Red Cross will be here from 10 to 3. Again, in Shreve Hall, love seeing the activity in there. So folks can come on by if they want to donate. I know there's still spots open, so if they want to book ahead tonight, they can go onto the Red Cross blood.org, search for our 47404 zip code, sign up, or just come on by and help others out.
There you have it. Adam, great job as always. You have any big eclipse plans yourself?
Got my glasses all lined up. We tested them, make sure they're legit and ready to go.
How do you do that?
I read online you're supposed to look at them like your cell phone, like light, to make sure that it's a legit one, that there's no cracks.
Oh, okay.
Just to be safe. I don't know.
What's the best advice I've heard all week? I'm glad I asked you. That's good.
Plan ahead. Well, we're going to go out on our deck and watch it from our backyard, though. So we're excited to see it.
More people than not that I talk to who live here in Bloomington are taking the we'll just chill at home or chill in the neighborhood angle. Yeah. Interesting. If we're going to have all of our friends from all around the Midwest join us, they don't need my car or your car on the streets, do they?
No. We're love to see the activity. Love to see the tourism thrive in Bloomington. So appreciate that they're coming down and supporting all of our fine restaurants and establishments. I'll go visit those places afterwards.